الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا اعتدلوا straight lines from the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير الله سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As mentioned before, inshallah, on Tuesdays, we'll be carrying on the hadith class that Sheikh Salah was doing. In today's hadith, it is narrated by Mu'adh bin Jabal رضي الله تعالى عنه. قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة. Mu'adh bin Jabal comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, يا رسول الله, tell me about an action that will guarantee my entrance to Jannah, that can get me into Jannah. وَيُبَعِدْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ, and at the same time, it will keep me away from the fire of Jahannam. And if we look at this part right here, this is pretty much the goal of every single Muslim. Entrance in Jannah and protection from the fire of hell. And this, so he's saying to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell me some action, tell me something I can do that will guarantee me what every Muslim is looking for. And this is like a cheat code that Mu'adh bin Jabal is giving to us. That you follow what the Prophet has told me and you will get yourself into Jannah. And this will also keep you away from the fire of Jahannam. In another narration, Mu'adh bin Jabal, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to ask you about a matter that has a fire burning inside me. So another narration of the same hadith says that I want to ask you something, and this thing that I want to ask you about, it has a fire burning inside me. And the Prophet says, Mu'adh, ask, what do you want to ask? And he says, tell me about an action that will keep me, that will give me entrance in Jannah, and it will protect me from the fire of Jahannam. And the Prophet وسلم, he responds back by saying, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ. You've asked about something huge. This is not a small deal. You can't just like passing, you know, ask something so huge. This is the mission of every single human being. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, however, it becomes easy on that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for them. Getting into Jannah, protecting yourself from the fire of Jahannam is a huge task. However, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you hidayat and makes it easy for you, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُذِلَّ لَهُ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the path for, and that's why we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, open the path for us, make it easy for us to walk on this path. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here says that if Allah makes it for you, easy for you, then it'll be easy for that person. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts off by the basics, that ta'budullah la tushriku bihi shay'a, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not associate partners, wa tuqimu as-salah, wa tu'tu az-zakah, wa tusumu ramadan, wa tuhajju al-bayt, the five pillars. That this is the entrance into Jannah. That a person cannot do something else while leaving out the fara'id. Another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a person gets closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the fara'id, that you do your mandatory actions, and then you add on the sublatory, the sunnah actions, and the nawafil, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to love you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He becomes the eyes that you see with, the ears that you hear with, the hands that you grasp with, the feet that you walk with. But the key is that you start off with the fara'id. There can't be a person that says, you know what, I really don't enjoy praying salah much, but I like to give sadaqah. There can't be a person that says, you know, fasting is not for me, but I'll sit down and read some Quran. That'll help somebody else out, but I'm not going to go for Hajj. That you have to first, the first bare minimum is the pillars of Islam, the mandatory acts of Islam. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he turns around and he asks Mu'adh bin Jabal, he says, أَلَا أُدُلُّكَ عَلَى أَبْوَابِ جَنَّةِ بَبْوَابِ الْخَيْرِ. That should I tell you that this is the bare minimum? Should I tell you about the different doors of goodness? And Mu'adh bin Jabal says, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He says, As-sawmu junnah. Fasting is a shield. Not just Ramadan, but it's a shield. It protects you. It safeguards you from any attack of shaitan. Was-sadaqah, giving charity, not zakat, but optional charity. You know, a lot of times we put emphasis on giving zakat, but zakat is a mandatory charity that we must give. But then you have the optional charity, and the Prophet ﷺ says it extinguishes Allah's anger, and it extinguishes your mistakes, kama, the same way that water extinguishes fire. You have a fire, you pour water over it, it's completely gone. And this is the same way that when you give sadaqah, it extinguishes and washes away your mistakes. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ittaqun nar, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, walau bi shirk tamara." Even if you don't have 1,000, you don't have 1,000,000, you don't have 100, you don't even have 1, you have a small piece of date, walau bi shirk tamara, you give just a small piece of date, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, at least give that much and save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, sadaqah, it extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delayed when a person gives sadaqah. Then the Prophet ﷺ, the first door of goodness was that sawm is a junnah, it's a pillar, it's a shield. It will safeguard your honor. That when you can have, when you learn to control your desires, as soon as you learn to control your desires, you will also control your anger. You will also control your tongue. You will also control your lust. You will also control your bad habits. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that you can erase whatever small mistakes you make, erase that with sadaqah. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, وَالصَّلَاةُ رَجُ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. Another pillar of goodness is that a person stands up and prays salah in the stomach of the night, in the middle of the night. You know, a lot of times people say that, can we pray tahajjud after we pray our Isha? Answer is yes, of course you can. Before you go home, make the niyat of praying tahajjud, or wake up a little bit early and pray, you know, before your Fajr salah, you can pray at tahajjud. But here the Prophet ﷺ is saying that in the stomach of the night, when it's completely dark outside, where you have to make that struggle and get out of bed and go and perform salah. And then the Prophet ﷺ, we read from the verses of Surah Sajdah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَزَاجِ. There are those people that make their sides and their body haram upon the bed. They stay away from the bed. And they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا, with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one that rewards me. And this is a balance of these two things. Khawf wa tama is actually a whole different discussion. You know, khawf and raja, having hope that Allah will forgive you and fearing, you can't have too much of one. If you have too much fear, that's not good. Where a person says that, you know, I've committed so much sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wants to punish me. That's too much fear. Or a person has too less fear that I'll do whatever I want and you want, Allah's not going to punish me. Too much raja, too much hope is, I will do whatever and Allah barabacha, Allah ghafur rahim. This is like the desi uncle mentality. You know, as growing up, my father always said that to me. Don't worry, Allah ghafur rahim, Allah forgive. Or you have too little hope, and that is that you don't think Allah will forgive you. Your sin is greater than Allah's forgiveness. So this is a balance between the two, and this is what the Prophet ﷺ, in this hadith is saying, that he read the verses of Surah Sajdah, that when they stand up in the middle of the night, they make their bed haram, and they have a balance, khawfan wa tam'a, that they have, they fear Allah, and they have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, let me tell you about the head, the main part of the amr, of the matter. And I will also tell you about the pillar. And then the peak, he mentions three things. The head, you have to have. The pillar, which will hold up your iman. And the peak of your iman, the best part of your iman. And the Prophet ﷺ says that Ratsul Umuri al-Islam, the main part is that you have to have submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all of these matters, you have to put down your own will and submit your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pillar of it is Salah. You can't remove these pillars. And then he says the peak of the matter is jihad. That you are in this constant struggle. Don't get comfortable. Keep working. Keep putting effort in. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, let me tell you about the king of all of this. And the Mu'adh bin Jabal said, Ya Rasulullah, of course, tell me. فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ. He held on to his tongue. And he says, كُفَ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. He says, be mindful of this. Be careful of this. Now, if you look at this hadith from a distance, so let's zoom out of this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ talks about the five pillars. And look, you have to have the five pillars. Without this, there's nothing. If you want more good in your life, then bring in some fasting, bring in some sadaqah, bring in some salah at night. And then he says that, remember, you always have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your salah is your pillars, and always you have to have that struggle. When you get that struggle, that's the peak of the matter. And the Prophet ﷺ is now saying, look, with all of that, that's all worship, acts of worship, ibadat. He says, this right here could ruin everything. Your tongue, it can wash away everything. And Mu'adh bin Jabal, he says, Ya Rasulullah, are we going to be held accountable for the things that we say? We're just saying it. You know, sometimes I mean it, sometimes I don't mean it. I get mad at my wife, I say something ugly, I get mad at my friends, I get mad at my children. I'm just in the moment. And the Prophet ﷺ says, Saqrat ummuk. May your mother be sacrificed upon you. What are you talking about? And then Rasulullah ﷺ said, this will be the number one matter which will throw people into the hellfire from their forelocks. That, the words that we use. So now if you, again, summarize the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, look, what was the question? The question is, how can I get into Jannah? And how can I protect myself from the fire of Jahannam? The Prophet ﷺ starts off by saying, number one, hold on to the pillars. You gotta have the five pillars. And at the end he's saying, the king of all of this is that you control the way you deal with people, what you say to people. Basically, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the pillars and then akhlaq, your characteristic. Bring both of these two together and you will get into Jannah and you will protect yourself from the fire of Jahannam. And you know, there's so much discussion that we can have in this last point. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is basically telling us, as long as your akhlaq are there, you have good akhlaq, then just the bare minimum can get you into Jannah. But if your akhlaq isn't there, and you have hukukullah piled up, but your hukukul ibad is lacking, then your entering Jannah is very dangerous. Why? Because the king of the matter is not there. You can't control your tongue. You're saying this to that person. You're saying that to that person. You're accusing this person. You're lying to this person. You're backbiting this person. And the sins of the tongue are so many, but they're all linked to what? The way we interact with hukukul ibad. So that this was a hadith, and this hadith is categorized as the pathway to Jannah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the question of Mu'adh bin Jabal al-Thani, is telling us how we can get ourselves in Jannah. أقول هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم السلام عليكم جزاك الله خير السلام عليكم